Hello and welcome to Saffron Says. It's heard every week here on Global Community Radio, Channel 1, Geneva, New York, news and more, globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com, and the big red button, press for the best, Victor, New York, the big red button.info. So today we're going to do something that's a long time coming. We said we were going to do this, and so we are going to do it. So now that being said, come on, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. I just don't want the mic messing up in us here. So, do you remember in episode number 23, we actually checked out the Roomba? Well, now we're going to hear the Roomba when we activate it. So, I'm a little distance away from the mic. I'm about to rectify that. Okay, so... I'm near the mic, I'm near the Roomba. Normally I wouldn't be near the Roomba for this because the clean button is right there. So we're actually gonna... The problem we had last time was a dead battery. So now we're gonna actually try out the Roomba. But I'm gonna have to stand up here in just a second because I don't want this thing running me over. So here we go. I've got my Alexa right here. The command I'm going to give it is... ask Roomba to start cleaning. And then Alexa is going to communicate with the iRobot Home app and basically do the equivalent of pressing the clean button. So here we go. Ask Roomba to start cleaning.
I am sorry. Your robot is not responding at this time. Please try again later.
There, wait. Okay, so it's on. Ask Roomba to start cleaning.
I am sorry. Your robot is not responding at this time. Please try again later.
Okay, that's something to fix down the line, but I can still turn the Roomba on manually. So I'm going to press the clean button here. There's the wake up. 3, 2, 1. Shoot! Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Get out of the way! So now you just heard the vacuum kick on. And you can hear it moving around. Oh, please don't go over there. Please don't go over there. Anything but that. So you can kind of hear it moving around here. Not only do I have the robot component moving it around, but you're also hearing the vacuum there. So what's nice about the Roomba is it can do a nice zero turn. And I'm not too worried about it running into anything just because it doesn't impact things that hard. I'm worried about it eating something, honestly. So now it's going to clean under the bed. What's wrong? What's wrong? So now it's coming over here to the closet. So it's just it's running into some stuff here, which is... So you can hear that it's cleaning the floor. Now it's right there on the chair.
You know, one thing I'm worried about is it's going to run right into me, so thankfully
it's not the case. Oh, here it goes under the bed. I don't think there's anything too bad under the bed that it could. So I'm holding the mic. I don't normally do this, but I want it to be able to capture everything. Here it comes. Don't eat my cord. Don't eat my cord. Don't eat my cord. Don't eat my cord. Thank you. Of course, all the talking in the world is not going to stop this thing from eating what it wants to eat. All right, so good. Very good. We're going to get this out of the way here. Because we don't want it to eat anything. I actually cleared the floor of the laundry basket that's usually here, as well as the shoes I usually keep over there. I could have put a virtual wall up, but I don't know if my virtual wall device has a battery in it. So now it's under the bed again. So it's using both its vacuum component and the robot component to kind of do things here. It's using the robot component basically to move around. It runs on the two servo motors, as I explained last time. Come on. Where? Oh, it's... Okay, it went behind and then to the left. I couldn't... I'm like, where is this thing going? So now it's headed back towards my piano. See, this is where I'm worried that it's going to do something bad because there's a bunch of cords over there that I'm worried that it's gonna... So now it's under the bed again. Now it's under the bed. And now it's behind me. Thankfully, it's not capable of eating my slippers. They're just a bit too dense. And it'll make several passes, you know, through different areas. The key is that it's just trying to get everything. Here it comes again. Now it's moving one of my slippers around. I probably should have taken that out with the other shoes. I just moved that slipper back to where it was, otherwise it would have pushed the slipper around. move that chair, just so the Roomba can get the air, that area. There's nothing for you to get stuck on. What are you doing, Roomba? So this is my first and probably the only practical demo I'm going to do on the show. I wonder what it's doing over there. Oh, okay. So it's trying to clean up against the desk. Oh, I'm in the way again. So now it's going to go under the desk. Ooh. Don't you even. Now I'm in the way again. It wants to make a clear path for the where the bed is. And so I'm basically moving around. I'm trying to dodge this thing. So it seems to want to clean something here near where the closet is. I can't figure that out for beans here. So what I'm hoping will happen is that when this thing is finished, it'll go home all on its own. So now it's under my chair again. But it's already had the opportunity to clean where the chair actually is. So I want to check something in the iRobot Home app. Because I want to figure out why my Alexa's not communicating with it. Okay, so this is not an iRobot Home issue. I wonder if it's an Alexa issue. So I'm going to, in my iRobot Home, I'm going to Smart Home. Going to the Amazon Alexa. I'm pretty sure my app has it, like, open my Alexa app here. So don't worry, you're not hearing white noise, you're hearing the Roomba. No. I didn't realize that little blue circle button actually turns on the app.
It's under the bed, isn't it?
Yeah. So, it's telling me it's online. What I'd like to know is, what I want to figure out is why I couldn't get it to start with the, so now it's under the bed again. I can't figure out why I couldn't get it to start with the iRobot Home skill, or the Alexa. So I'm in my app here trying to figure that out. Let's check my skills. Right now I'm just trying to figure out, as this thing's clean in here, I'm going to tap your skills. I just want to see if my iRobot Home skill is actually... So I can say start cleaning, stop cleaning, and then go home. So it says that it's enabled. I don't quite understand why it's not... why it's not doing what I want it to do. So it's cleaning under the bed. How long has this thing been cleaning? Maybe I can figure that out from the iRobot Home app. So it's been running this thing for 14 minutes. I can kind of understand that. Some dirt's actually accumulated there. Sometimes it takes 12 minutes, which I'll be perfectly honest, I like when it does that. So, it's under the bed right now, again. Again, it'll make passes in a lot of interesting areas. So, I'm not going to... I'm just going to let it do its thing here, because I'm not going to... bring the Roomba home just yet. Where are you? Oh, you're still under the bed. Okay. So you're hearing something in the background. What you're hearing is the Roomba. You've already cleaned here, thank you. Back under the bed you go. Are you finished cleaning? I really don't know if you're finished cleaning because the vacuum is still running. I don't know. It looked like it wanted to go home there for a second. It looked like it was finished cleaning. Oh, where'd my other slipper go? So, now, what I don't know is if when it wants to go home, is if the vacuum part still runs. So it's headed back over to the... I'm not going to assume anything at this point. And sometimes there's just not much to say. You are hearing the vacuum in the background, the Roomba. And that's, you know, the whole point of the episode is we're demonstrating the Roomba. And I put my slippers up on the bed again. Or up on the bed. So that it doesn't try to eat those darn things. Okay, so, spending a lot of time in this area. I didn't think I made much of a mess in this area. Unless it's not really detecting that, and it just wants to, I don't know, maybe it's being thorough. Which, you can't fault for thorough, really. And I'm on no time issue. And if it hasn't eaten up anything that's gonna really hurt it, now. It's not gonna do that, you know what I mean? Let's check my iRobot Home app. I just want to see. Oh, returning to home base. Roomba, FYI, you're nowhere near the home base. You're also slightly, not slightly, it's concentrating on this one area when it's telling me that it wants to return to the home base. Let me just try something real quick. Oops. Wrong thing. So it wants to return to the... Come on, come on. No, no, no. That is not where your home base is, Roomba. You got it. You got it, baby. No, 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 no. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. This thing's blinder than me. Stop the cleaning process myself. Right now it's just going in a circle. Oh. Well, that's a good way to stop the Roomba. Okay, that being said, folks, Saffron says, have a nice week.